I don't know if I need to go through. There's quite a few guys that were limited today, but they should be back. The only one might be Steven Williams. You know, that injury is still lingering on for him. But the other guys that were limited on your sheet should be in good shape. We did have two guys, Babbitt and Meester, both had days off. We just did some extra conditioning with them on the side. And then Burton, Puz, Mojo, and Senderic, all those four didn't practice. It's normally Mojo and Senderic stay off, but they also had knee and ankle. The knee with Mojo and ankle with Senderic that we wanted to calm down. So they'll probably be limited tomorrow. But as far as Puz, he's getting better every day. He's making good progress. Where he's at, I mean, these tests are as new to us as for me to convey to you as far as what will take place. But I know he's feeling better, and he's making good progress. So I think, we'll wait and see what happens with that as we address it. He probably won't go tomorrow, even if it was better. It's just the way it takes place. The Leroy Reynolds situation, I had a long, good talk with him yesterday. I talked to our players about making smart decisions, and when you make decisions, it's not only yourself, but you got to keep the team in mind. And he obviously made a mistake, and now he's paying the consequences. And, those things, we've got to still inform our players and talk to our players about making good decisions. He's a young guy. In my talk with him, I feel like he's learned a lesson, and he'll come back better because of it. So we'll welcome him back in 4 weeks when he comes back. But other than that, it was a good day today. I think looking back, normally you try not to do that too much, but I felt like last Wednesday's practice was really good. It was a really good practice. Now this week, it was to add on to that Wednesday practice and make this week better. And then we had the strong winds and the weather and things like that are challenging, and it puts strain on us. And in all actuality, it was a good thing. It really challenged our guys to say, all right, let's take this thing to another level, have even a better practice than we had last Wednesday with all these elements involved. And I thought our guys did a nice job handling it. So it's we're looking forward to it. I talked about the home field, too. With our guys. I think, that's something. We have a great opportunity Sunday with our home field. It's Military Appreciation Day, and it's our home field. And I think we got to gravitate towards that and really look forward to this opportunity.
Do you have any theories? 11 points in 3 home games? Any theories why?
No, it seems like it was a long time ago, those games, but... hopefully we progress, Vito. Hopefully we've gotten better since those games. And but what a great test this Sunday will be. And, that's a challenge to our guys. And, it's against a real formidable defense, really good defense.
Was Rackley limited?
Yeah, he came through. He just did some conditioning off the side. He did some individual.
Okay, so he could be an option for Sunday?
Yes.
Okay.
What about Maurice? When did that knee thing happen?
Well, it's not I think it's one of those things where, we're just making it known. It's something that he's dealt with a little bit here and there. It's just he'll go to practice tomorrow limited, and because we're limited with him tomorrow, we have to say something today.
Is it like tendonitis type of stuff?
Yeah, I don't want to say exactly without knowing the exact thing from Mike.
There's no chance he won't.
No, we're expecting him to play.
And Denard will be number two still? Or?
Well, we're looking at that. Denard and Tymon, both. They both got close to equal reps today. So I'm both in there. So I think it's based on some of the plays that we're running. You should see both of them.
What does Russell Allen bring if he has to play middle? What are some strengths that he brings and some areas of concern?
Right. Well, I think, Russell gives us great flexibility. He can play all three linebacker spots. And in a pinch last week, he had to go in there and play Mike. I think what it probably did for us as a coaching staff was to say we need to get him more reps because some of the things he saw last week were new, especially at the end of the game. So we got him a lot of reps at Mike today, knowing that we got to get him ready just in case. But that's John Latulé then. We'll play Sam. John played, 10 snaps last week? We had about 32 total snaps of base. And Russell had 22 of them, and John had 10, something like that. So it was good to get John in there and get some reps for situations like this. If we have to go with Russ, then John will be ready.
Is
what did you want to see today, and what do you want to see the rest of the week coming off the first win?
Right.
Like attitude-wise.
Yeah. Well, I really want to see us focus on just today and really elevate. You know, I think that, you know, we've got to push our team to the edge. You know, we've got to strain our team, I think, in order to get better. And I think that's what we are trying to do. And that's what I talked about with the weather. All those things put strain on us. That's good. We need to go there. And I think that my whole objective is to keep our focus on today, with knowing that a test is coming up on Sunday. A test is coming there. That's a good thing. We talk about home field advantage and really wanting to play really well at home, but regain their focus back on today. I think that's really important for our team.
Leroy was on all those special teams. Who fills those spots right now?
Yeah, Stupar. Mm-hmm. You know, he'll be playing on special teams. Look to him to be active.
Okay. What kind of challenge is Arizona's front, especially the defensive
line? It is a challenging front. Up with Dockett and Campbell, those guys are really good. They're really disruptive guys up front. And I think, you know, some of the things that we have to look at just protection-wise and run game-wise, what are their strengths and what are our strengths and what we want to do. So, yeah, it's going to be one of the better fronts that we played. We played some good ones now, too. But they are disruptive up front.
Is most of their pressure come from just the front four? They don't blitz a lot?
Well, yeah, they play a lot of single safety middle, so they'll bring some edge pressure along with it. But they really rely on those guys.
Have you found that preparation is any different for you this year, again, seeing all these NFC West teams? You've seen them before as defensive coordinators and helped your
preparation. Right. Well, yeah, I think the preparation is a little bit different. Well, it's a new staff in Arizona, so, you know, that has something to do with it. But as a whole, I think so, just because it's different personnel. You know, they have different personnel. We have different personnel. So I think you have a pretty good idea, and then you try to fit it together with the personnel that you have.
How'd Dwayne Gratz play last week?
He's doing good now. This is, what, his second start. And he's really a competitive guy. Really, you know, when we were talking about rookies somewhat, and we said not him, and some of it was because of his playing time. But I don't think he'll go there. He's got a really good mindset, really strong, competitive guy. Not much of a talker. Just pretty quiet, does his job, and competes like crazy. But I do know this, in that room, he's got the respect of those guys. So pretty cool, you know, at his age and his number of years in the league, being his rookie year, and to have that.
Were you almost surprised misses five games as a rookie, and he came back so strong?
Yeah, you know what? I give credit to our guys, you know, getting him ready to go. We've had really good progress with that. You know, I know with like a Justin Blackman being out for a while, then coming back and stepping in, being ready to go. Gratz being out for a while, coming back, ready to go. That's a great sign for me. And, you know, it's a credit to our trainers and strength staff, and then to the individual.
So when you say they got them ready to go, you mean the trainers and stuff?
Okay. Yeah, because sometimes, you know, they come back and they might not be in the conditioning they need to be to perform at their highest level. Mm-hmm. Well, that's not a concern with our guys. They're coming back and they lock right into their techniques. So, you know, that part has been good.
You had 12 missed tackles against the Niners. How few this past week?
You know what? I don't know that for sure. I know it was single digits. Okay. Single digits. So much, much improved. Mm-hmm. Much improved.
Carson Palmer said he prefers to play in packed stadiums compared to where it'll be Sunday. A little lack of energy when the seats aren't all filled. How do you feel about that?
Well, that's, I don't know. To me, I know we're going to enjoy playing at home. You know, I think we've had, this is another opportunity for us. And I know our fans, with the Military Appreciation Day and everything, you know, our hopes is to build this to where, you know, it becomes a great third down advantage for us. It's so loud that it's hard for opposing teams, you know, to come into our stadium. But we have to earn that. And this is a step that we can take in the right direction.
Now, you're talking about overcoming a win and everything. In the final analysis, was the practice as good as last Wednesday's, or was it a little
Yeah, bad? I thought it was good. I thought their attitude and everything was really good. Obviously, you know, completion-wise, sometimes it might not have been as good because, mm-hmm. you know, those, but we could have that on Sunday. Mm-hmm. So I think anytime you got conditions like this, you have to take advantage of it, and you have to go out there and practice because we can't control, you know, what's going to take place on Sunday.
Are you settled on Chad as the guy the rest of the way?
Yeah, you know what? I have to say settled to going into this game and saying, you know, we feel good about the direction he's gone. But I think I said it before on Monday, we want to keep playing, you know, still competing. And, you know, I think they're both good with it. I've talked to both of them with it, and they understand that we're going to keep competing. And Chad said it in Monday's meeting. You know, that it's been the best thing for him because he's elevated his play, and he hoped that he elevated Blaine's play. And that's good. That's what we need to do. So I think, Blaine's got to be ready to go at any moment.